ओम शांति। 5th August 2018, today's Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master bestower of peace who becomes an instrument with the power of silence to establish the new world. In order to accumulate the power of silence, go beyond your body, that is, become bodiless, ashariri. This power of silence is very great power with which the new world will be established. Those who establish themselves in silence beyond sound can carry out the task of establishment. Therefore, become bestowers of peace, that is, become embodiments of peace and give peaceless souls rays of peace. Specially increase the power of silence. This is the great donation of all. This is the most lovely and powerful thing. So Baba is telling about increasing the power of silence. One is to become silent, another is to become bodiless, and third is to become peaceful. So there are three different words. The souls of the world are peaceless. So spread the vibrations of peace. So when Baba is saying silence, he means bodilessness, and he also means peace. So one is silence, another is to be bodiless, and third is to become peaceful. All three are interlinked. To be silent really means to become bodiless. When the soul becomes bodiless, all of a sudden silence comes, because silence is the very nature of the soul, because silence is the very sanskar of the soul, because silence is the original sanskar and original form of the soul. Words, speech, noise, commotion, all this is not the nature of the soul. Soul, in its original pristine form, in soul world, is absolutely silent. It comes down on this earth and comes in the world of speech, but its very nature is silence. 2 days back, there was a Murli where Baba said, this whole world is a dream. One of the practices which can be done is to think that I am in the soul world, silent. Throughout the day, there is activity and there is speech. Again in the evening, one can think that I was in the soul world and dreaming, and this whole world was a dream. Now I got up. Now I am again in the soul world. So this entire workplace is nothing but a dream. But I am permanently only in the Paramdham, only in this supreme abode. So I am there only, and there I have felt sleepy, and I slept in the Paramdham. And then there was a dream, and this whole day was the dream. And now I got up again in the evening, and I find I am in the Paramdham. And whatever that happened cannot affect me, because that is but a dream. Flimsy world. All is a flim. So this dream cannot affect me, because I am here, fixed. in Paramdham. So, Baba is telling us to become silent. What are the types of silences? Can silence also be divided into types? There are very many different types of silences. First, silence could be based upon space, place. Silence of this world, gross world. Silence of subtle world and silence of Paramdham. This is one classification. Silence of this world, where you prefer not to speak. Silence of the subtle world, where there is already silence. It's a not a talky world. It's a movie world. And silence of Paramdham, where there is only silence. No movie, no talkie. So this is three types of silences. Then there are five other types of silences. Silence when the soul is in Paramdham, point of light. Silence of the deities, because they speak and yet they do not speak, because their speech is full of silence. They do smile, they do laugh, but there is no voice. Their laughter is a laughter of silence. Laughter of the, then the silence of the worship or the soul, Pujya Swarup, Bindu Swarup, Dev Swarup, Pujya Swarup, the statues in the temples, they are silent. They are not speaking anything. Devotees are coming, worldly people are coming, bowing down, performing all acts of devotion. But the statue is still. The statue is silent. The statue is not speaking anything. It's mon. And how does that statue speaks? With silence, with eyes, with thoughts. It emits vibrations of peace. Imagine there is a mountain, and the top of the mountain there is a temple of some goddess, whatever. So the surrounding atmosphere is full of silence. So the silence of worship for the souls, then silence of Brahmins, when they observe mon, or when they sit in meditation, or during Amrit Vela, or during evening yoga, or during Karma Yoga, the silence of the Brahmins, and then the angelic silence, silence of angels. Angels do not speak. Their speech is speechless speech. Soundless sound. So these are the five other types of silence. Then there are three other types of silence. Past, present and future. Silence of the past means one is no more thinking about the past. The past is dead. Past cannot come back. It was a dream that happened and is forgotten. Silence of the present, where person is not worried, person is not in stress, person is situated in the soul conscious stage. Silence of the future, where person is not worried about future. What will happen to me? What will become of me? Who will take care of me? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my family? What I will do? Where I will go? What I will have? Nothing. So complete freedom, emancipation from the worries of the future is the silence of the future. The present is full of spiritual intoxication. So that's why. The future, the present life is intoxicated one. So these are the three different types of silences. Then in scriptures, they describe four types of silences. Patanjali's Raja Yoga describes four types of silences. The first silence is the silence of speech, which they call Maun. Second is the silence of the senses, which they call Pratyahar. It starts with Yam, it starts with, second is Niyam. Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, and fifth is Pratyahar, when one withdraws all the senses. Then Dhyan, Dharana, Samadhi, Pranayam, Dhyan, Dharana, all those. So silence of the senses, where you control all the senses, where you restrain all the senses, when the eyes doesn't see what the mind doesn't allow it to see. It's the mind who is the controller, not the senses. The person is king, the senses are slaves. So that's the stage of Swaraja Adhikari, self-sovereignty. Then statue-like silence. Third is known as statue-like silence. This stage is very much near or the lower stage of Samadhi, where a person is silent and he is self-absorbed and he is lost in some deep chintan, in some deep churning, or lost in one soul conscious stage. So that is known as statue-like silence. But person may come out of this, he is totally introverted, drowned within himself, comes out, becomes extrovert, and then goes out inside and becomes introvert. And the fourth type of silence is, they call it Samadhi, where the person loses all the external consciousness and is deep drowned within himself. So these are the four different types of silences of bhakti. Any other type of silence? Any other category? Then there are 12 different types of silences. First is the silence of night. Night is silent. There is no voice. Sibilance of silent, it is known as. Shh, that voice goes on. That is known as sibilance. And the yogi sits awake in that silence. Night is very much dear to the yogi because the whole world is sleeping. And the yogi sits, Yanisha, in the Gita describes that which is night for the world, that is day for the yogi. That which is day for the world is night for the yogi. So, the first silence is silence of night. Second, they describe silence of appreciation, where one silently appreciates someone and doesn't speak, but appreciates without speaking. That is a silent appreciation. Third is silence of receptivity. When somebody is listening to someone or sitting in Baba's room, he is receiving, his mind has become a good receptacle. Grahanshilta, that sensitiveness, wittiness has so much increased that in silence, you start imbibing things. So that is known as silence of receptivity. The fourth is silence of meditation. When one meditates, he is silent. The more the meditation, the more the silence. It cannot happen that somebody is speaking loudly or speaking and meditating also. It might happen with lot of practice, but usually meditation means silence, absence of words. Then silence of stillness. One is still without moving, just sitting without moving. Then there is silence of few words. Person speaks but very few words. So that is known as silence of few words. Then there is silence of endurance, tolerance. Somebody insults, but one doesn't speak. Somebody accuses, one doesn't speak. Somebody passes a vague or irrelevant or indecent comment, one doesn't speak. Somebody censors, one doesn't speak. So when one tolerates, that is known as silence of endurance, of tolerance. Silence of tolerance. Then there is silence of solitude. One goes and retires in solitude, near nature. That is also silence. Then there is silence of creativity. When one has to do some creative task, one becomes silent. So that is known as silence of creativity. Then there is silence of listening. One doesn't speak but listens. So this listening is also a silence. Whatever Baba is saying, to listen is silence. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said there are three types of children. First are those who listen and who become the embodiment, who absorb those teachings. Second are those who listen sometimes, and sometimes they become the embodiment, not all the times. And third, just don't ask who are they. Third type Baba has not described. Baba is silent on those third types. So Baba has described four different methods, four ways of what to do with Murli. One is Sunna, listening. Second is Janna, to understand the Vidhi, the methodology. Third is Samana, to absorb. And fourth is Swarup, embodiment. So there are only few children who do all the four things. Sunna, Janna, Samana, Swarupanna. To listen, to know, to become, to imbibe, and to become the embodiment. So there are only very few who do this. Not all. So these are some of the different types of silences. So one must try to enter into. There are certain negative types of silences also. Silence of fear. besides these 12, there are some different types of silence. Silence of fear, when one doesn't want to speak because one is so afraid. Silence of confusion. What to speak? There is so much confusion within. So one cannot speak. So that is known as silence of confusion. Silence of respect. One has so much respect for somebody that often one is silent in front of his boss. What to speak in front of boss? Then there is silence of wonder. Silence of wonder. You are wondering at everything. Oh, everything is so beautiful. Every day newness is there. This Madhuban, wonder at it. So much beauty. So silence of wonder. Silence, ponder on the nature, its mystery, its beauty, the joy, the bliss, the ecstasy, the rains that are coming down, all the Brahmin souls who are coming to Madhuban. So much wonderful everything is. So that is known as silence of wonder. In Western world, there is a very beautiful book. The name of the book is Sense of Wonder. Sense of Wonder. The author, Rachel Carson, she was 70-year-old and she made friendship with 3-year-old boy and continued that friendship for 2 years till that boy became 5 years of age. To make friendship with children is the most difficult task. To become somebody's children's father is easy. To become somebody's mother is easy. Uncle, auntie is easy. To become friend with 3-year-old boy is a difficult task. And she made friendship with that 3-year-old boy, 70-year-old lady, and then followed that friendship for 2 years. That boy would run, so she would run. The boy would take those pebbles, so she would take those pebbles. The boy would see things with wonder, so she would see those things with wonder. Whatever that boy did, she did. The boy is running, she is running. The boy is sleeping, she is sleeping. She is trying to mimic and imitate that boy. And she discovered a new world, a new childhood, which she never had experienced before. So this is known as Vismaya. One is Ashcharya, another is Vismaya. Ashcharya is different, it is external surprise. Vismaya is within, wonder. Where you start wondering at things. When you start wondering at this divine planning of God. When you start wondering at this drama, the beautiful drama. One sister came that day and she said, last 8 years of my life were most tough and difficult. I had to pass through many papers. They were not good. But now I am okay. I asked her, do you have faith in the divine planning? If yes, then why you repent? And why you say that these 8 years were not good? Everything is good. If you have faith in the divine planning, if you have faith in the great drama that is going on, the unlimited natak that is going on this stage, so you will not repent for anything. Everything is right here. Everything is so beautiful. Everything is so beautifully planned. So whatever that is happening has got a meaning. Nothing is happening in a futile manner. So, 3 words, silence, bodiless, and peace. The world needs peace. They are peaceless. Not a single moment there is a peace in people's life. They are peaceless. They are in sound. They are impure. They are disturbed. They are worried. So much worry is in life. So, who are we? We are those who have to give them gift of peace. This is the most beautiful gift Baba is saying. But for that, we ourselves have to become peaceful. We have to give them vibrations of silence. For that, we have to enter into that deep silence, the great silence. And third, the more bodiless we become, the more silent we are. So get detached. In yesterday's Sakar Murli Baba had said one word, anasakt, while doing karma. Whilst doing action, remain anasakt. If you get trapped in somebody's name and form, that is great nuksan, great damage. So remain detached, unattached to anybody. So what are the different types of silence? First we saw three types of silences. Silence of this world, sthul world. Silence of subtle world, sukshma vatan. And silence of paramdham. So try to experience all the three types of silences. Silence of this world, or by observing mon. Silence of the sukshma vatan, by going to sukshma vatan, by going to the subtle world and not speaking. Just seeing Avyakta Bab Dada standing there. And just seeing how Brahma Baba is sitting there without speaking. Whilst he was seeing, he was doing service. But now he is doing unlimited service. Can we also do the same? By entering into the same stage, same as his stage. Sitting in the subtle world without speaking, sending out the vibrations across the globe. Showering silence on the worldly souls. And third, silence of paramdham. Sweet silence, dead silence. Just that stillness. It's getting situated in paramdham. And increase the duration of staying in paramdham. Not for 5 minutes. For minutes together. For hours together. Staying only in the paramdham for a very long time. That is the sadhana. So these are the three types of silences. And then there are five types of silences. Bindurup, Dev Swarup, Pujya Swarup, Brahman Swarup and Farishta Swarup. The first of point of light. The second of deity world. The third of worship worthy souls. We are sitting, standing and devotees are coming. We aren't speaking anything but giving them blessing by our form. Then, silence of Brahmin life. Then, angelic silence, silence of angel. Then, there are three types of silences. Silence of past, silence of present, silence of future. No more think of past. It was a dream. This is the only Murli in 5 years, which comes every 5 years, where Baba has said that this world is a dream. No other place Baba has ever mentioned that this world is Swapna, this world is a dream. Because this concept is in Vedanta, this concept is in scriptures. Baba has said that this world is true, it is not a dream. But this Murli is the only one where Baba said this whole world is Swapnavat, this whole world is a dream. And the meaning of the dream is that everything has passed. It's past. So, silence of the past means not to think of past. Silence of the present means to stay in that intoxicated stage. In today's Sakar Murli, Avyakta Murli, Baba has used 4 or 5 different words. One is must. Second is nasha. Third is dancing. Fourth is jhula, where you are swinging in this swing of super sensuous bliss, where you are intoxicated, where there is a ruhani nasha whilst listening to Murli, where you are going up, sair, you are doing udan, you are moving in the three world. You are becoming a lighthouse, might house, and going to the peaceless souls and giving them peace. So these all things you do when you listen to Murli in this manner. Listen in such a way that you get intoxicated with Murli. Must. What is must? What is must? What are must calendars? Who are musts? Must word has been made famous by one of the saints called Meher Baba, because he described five musts. Must is a sage, must is a fakir, must is a soul, must is a word coming from Sufi and Arabic literature, and that describe must is a person who is lost, absorbed in God, who is not worried about the world. She can be included into the category, but this Meher Baba has described few people who are called musts. But all those who are lost in God, intoxicated with God, intoxicated with divine, intoxicated with divinity, with spirituality, they are known as musts. So Baba says, you are musts, you have got Ruhani Nasha, you are dancing, you are flying, you are going on a tour, and you are swinging in the jhula. And this murli is a dawa, is a medicine. And this murli is a dawa of dua. Dawa of dua. And this murli is breath. There are 10 different things. What happens because of murli has been described in today's Avyakta Murli. So, this is also a type of silence. Third category. And then there are, as I said, Patanjali's four types of silence. The first is silence of speech, mon, silence of senses, pratyahar, then silence of samadhi is fourth. Speech, pratyahar, and third is statue-like silence, where there is a stillness. You sit in dhyan, they say. And fourth is samadhi. So these are the four types of silences. And then there are 12 types of positive silences. One is silence of creativity, silence of receptivity, silence of listening, silence of wonder, silence of stillness, silence of solitude. Different types of silences. Then certain negative silences. Negative silences, silence of few words. Negative silences, silence of confusion, silence of fear, silence of doubt, silence of suspicion, silence of separation, silence of not speaking because you don't know. That's why you are not speaking. When you know, you speak. When you don't know, you say, I have understood, but I can't speak. Baba says, those who say that they have understood and can't speak, it means they have not understood. It has come in Murli many times. They say, Baba, we know, but we can't explain. That means you are not understood. So, this is about today's blessing. Silence. Om Shanti.